Zion, Sif Shin Tes Vav, excuse me, Sif Zion, the middle of the halachos of Ohel. And here the Mechaber gets actually to Hilchos Svarim. Somehow from Ohel to Hilchos Svarim, of course, most of our time will be spent in Hilchos Ohel. Zok de Eligim Mechaber, Mutter Laniach Sefer Echon Mikan. You're allowed to put one sefer on top of another and a third on top of them. In other words, here the shaila is, will you be doing an ohel? So why is that mutter? You're not allowed to take two bricks and put a third brick on top if you're trying to create some type of a protection for that which is underneath it. And the answer is, says the Rama, when is it Ohel? When that's when you intend to create Avir Tachtein. So over here, you haven't intended to create Avir Tachtein. That's very straightforward. The Mishnah Bura, before we get to Halachas Asfarim, the Mishnah Bura and Lamed Aleph, we like to go out of order based on, in the Mishnah Bura, based on making the halachas as simple as possible. So in Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mizeh atem na mishar lifros mapa l'shulchan, uktsas ha-mapa tulis l'matem l'shulchan mikol tzad, v'afil magiyah smuchos l'aretz." So wait a second, how is it permissible to put a tablecloth at the end of the day if it reaches within three tefachim of the ground? So then you've created an ohel under the table. There's nothing desirable that's taking place. What about the three-year-old that likes to play under the table? So that ain't a phenomenon. If the three-year-old would do it, then in such a case it would be a
The way
problem.
Your legs.
What's that?
Your legs, your feet are under the table.
Yeah, so your feet don't need the avir tach. Your feet don't need...
You're using the space.
Yeah, but that's not called. In other words, the point is that because you created the space, that OL, so then something else positive has happened. So for the three-year-old who likes to play under the table, so then in such case something is positive. Okay. One question is in the Rabbi Nachman story, there's a fellow who goes under the table. Okay, so in the story, Rabbi Nachman story, it's a kasha. V'od, kiyun shema shemuna chala shulchan, ein bo mishumo, ein shem chala, beinol v'en shulchan, mutagami yotzim men. It could very well be that there is no space between the tablecloth and the shulchan, so in such a case, it would be problematic. It happens to be that on the side of my Mishnah Berurah, Rav Nevinzal actually asked your question, or he just spelled out that even though he needs a space for his legs, but the Ohel has nothing to do with that. So Rav Nevinzal felt your question was important to raise as well. Tov, that is straightforward. Rav Nevinzal Shlita did have one more ha'ara, and that is, he said that you could ask on what was the hava mina ta'aser, because we have a rule, and that is that the mechitzos need to be a mechitzos shiru'uya lamot ruach hamitzuya. They stand within a ruach hamitzuya. So the a tablecloth wouldn't stand in ruach hamitzuya. So Nevinzal Shlita has an interesting sheet that he holds that lamot ruach hamitzuya means relative to that place. What's a ruach hamitzuya in that place? So in your house, it's going to be a lot easier to create walls for an ohel than it will be outside, because in your house all you have is the air conditioning that's on 19. So if you have in such a case, then that's what defines lamod beruach hamitzuya. It's true that if you go outside and not be lamod, it's an interesting sheet that our Rebbe has based on this Mishnah Berurah and other Mar Makomos. Sif Katan Lame gets to the Hilchos Svarim. Hainu Dafke Shetzarach Lilma Mishneim, Osha Sefer Atachtan Munach Sham Kvar. So over here I have a pile of Svarim. So yeah, I just piled one on top of the other. That's okay. However, if he's piling them up to learn, then the taz is oser. So interestingly, the Magen Avram is makel. So the two shitas over here, I do this all the time. It's a lot easier. Everyone, just today when I was learning my chavrusa, I had my glasses off, so it was easier than I had the Gemara on top of two or three other svarim. So according to the Taz, that's not such a good idea. The Magen Avraham finds it acceptable, and it seems that the Chayyadim is Mekel. The Dershu points out that in Kuf Nun Dalet as well, the Mishnah Berurah follows the Chayyadim. Rav Nevinzal himself seems to be a little bit more machmir. When I learned this from him, he said to me, "I don't understand why we're Mekel." But Kanireh, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be medical. Sifches, kol olam mishupa. Shein begagot teva. So we need a little bit of introduction over here. In order for it to have an Isur Oel, you need to create a tefach roof. It's not called a roof if you immediately have a shipua. That applies in a few sets of halachos. Comes to Tumas Gag and Sukkah, etc. So you need a Gag Tefach. So any Oel that's Mishupa, that doesn't have Gagot Tefach, and the slant is such that you, within three tefachim of the slant, you don't have a tefach worth. In other words, you within three tefachim, you don't have a tefach. Hareza Oel, v'osel s'lechatchil b'shabes potter. Hareza Oel, right? Then it's considered Oel, right? And it's only going to be potter aval osser. So the halach over here is that in general, if you don't have gag tefach, it's going to be considered potter aval osser. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Hey says that Rashi and the Rush are even more makel. Rashi and the Rush say that it's an Oel Arai, and it's not only Potter, but it's going to be Mutter Lagamri. I suggested to Rav Nevensal, and he said maybe it's a nice pshat. When I learned this from years ago, I suggested that maybe the Shulchan Aruch says Potter and doesn't say Osur because of the Shitas that are makel. That the Shulchan Aruch is leaving. We know Potter is Potter Aval Osur, but why does it say Potter? So maybe Ulai, this was without Amelis, then it was without Amelis, now it's also without Amelis, but maybe there could be that's the pshat.
Are these two conditions?
Two separate conditions. Either
one or the other, then
it's going to be us. Then it's going to be chayiv. If you have gago tefach, it's going to be chayiv, as well as if it within the slope of three, you have a tefach, so then in such a case, then you have a pachos migimel samach legago rochav tefach, so then that's another condition that you'd be chayiv on. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed Daled explains, Avol miyesh begago tefach chashev ol keva v'chayev. But if you have a tefach, then in such a case it's going to be chayev. V'dafka shaso l'keva avol arai. If you only do it for it to be temporary, so then in such a case, then it's only asur midrabanan. Within the isur derabanan, one could be mefalpel, and this comes up often in regards to baby carriages. So baby carriage, so why is it mutter or is it mutter to open up for the baby carriage the roof at the end of the day? So if earlier in the simon they discuss if it was already gago tefach and to add more, so then in such a case it's mutter, but over here you're creating a gag tefach. So here the poskim were makel. The poskim were makel the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos on Perichov. Where is the correct place in this? The Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. I'm not sure I remember about Pet where it was. I don't remember exactly where it was. In Perichov Dalit. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchos as Mekel, as well as the Archa Shabbos, with the interesting Chiddush, they suggest that the only time it's considered that you've made Gag Tefach is if the Gag is not in its place. If the Gag is already in its place, and all you have to do is just adjust and move it forward or backwards, so then in such a case, that's not even called Asiyas Gag. And the Mela, it's going to be Mutter. However, the Archa Shabbos does conclude that there is a Shaila, and we're not going to get to the bottom of this, I'll just leave it off as a Shaila, that one should be aware, that if, however, you're adding another part to the Gag, like you have the baby stroller, you open up the roof, and then you add a rain cover or something like that, so then that's a different Shaila. Because there, that Gag wasn't created at all, and maybe Mirtzashem down the line we'll discuss what could be done and what can't be done in that regard. But that's this case over here. It's only going to be Nisa Darabana, it's not Nisa Daraisa, because it's only being done La Rai, but nevertheless, it will be. There are instances that will be Nisa Darabana, but a baby wagon, its roof, would not qualify as being a problem. There is a very famous Be'er Halacha over here. First of all, Be'er Halacha, just in terms of Klalim, Dibar Maskel Kala Oel, says that you need to have both conditions to be Chayiv. Even if you make a Gag Tefach, if it's not also this guy Yomim Rabim, it's not going to be an Isur D'Oraisa. And the other way as well, that if you make some of the Yomim Rabim, but if it's not Gag Tefach, in such a case, it's not going to be Chayiv. That's what the Be'er Halacha points out. And then the Be'er Halacha has a very famous, and the last one, in Dibar Maskel Tefach, he talks about umbrellas. And the Be'er Halacha points out that the Noda Behuda was well known to be machmir in regards to umbrellas. When the Noda Behuda was one of the poskeador, it wasn't poshut at all whether it was very common, in English tea for people to sit out with. And to this day, by the kotel, you have the umbrellas that protect for the sun and so on. So that was that had become a big fashion to put up an umbrella to protect from the sun. And the Noda Behuda's time, they thought of that brilliant idea. It's amazing how humanity takes so much time to think of some basic inventions. I remember as a child, I've gotten off topic, but this fascinating thing about human nature. I remember as a child that people used to schlep suitcases, used to carry suitcases. In other words, it took 3,000 years after the invention of the wheel to think to put a wheel on the bottom of the suitcase. Is that amazing? I remember that still as a child. So that's crazy. Anyhow, so the whole idea, the answer is that we think we're so smart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and he says, you know, we're a bunch of imbeciles. So then they finally thought of this thing about opening something up to have an umbrella. So Noda Behuda discussed this shaila. So Noda Behuda was well known to be machmir, and the minhag ha'olam is to be machmir. The Chazon Ish never really understood why the Noda Behuda was machmir. We're not going to come out lekula about opening an umbrella. I assure you that the minhag ha'olam l'dorei doros is that's also. Question is why? Because there's a problem. It's mefurish that something similar to the umbrella is mutter. In Shin Tezvav Hey, just on yesterday's Amud, you have Kisa Asay Prokim, Shorot Salashal Poskanos Va'or Niftach, Kimshin Sogan Va'or Nichba Mutal of Poskal Chatchila. So there they used to open up chairs that were made of what we call folding chairs, but they had a hide. So instead of it being a hard chairs, they would have a hide that would open up and you would sit. So what's the difference between this and the umbrella? What's the difference between the two? So that was the question that... So there, it's not going to be underneath.
Here you do need the space underneath.
Yeah, it's a chair.
So if you take a look, that's not what the Be'er Halacha says. In the bottom two lines in the Be'er Halacha, you guys saying good. But the Be'er Halacha says in the bottom two lines, Ve'ena doma l'kisei trakskal ha'mavur b'sif hei lahatir, it was old fashioned umbrellas, they didn't yet have the science down. So you had to reattach the hooks every time. Some of my yeshivish umbrellas also, after one blow of the wind, you have to reattach the hooks. But that's not in the Chavos Chaim says that was their standard umbrellas in those days. He says that's why it's going to be chayiv. So then the question becomes, so our umbrellas today are not in the, most of our umbrellas are in better shape. So if most of our umbrellas are better shape, so then I find depends on whether it's the umbrellas that my mother sent from America or it's the umbrella that I buy in the rain from the Arab in the Shuk. It makes a big difference. The one my mother sent, may she be well, those are good umbrellas. The other ones are, so if it's a normal good umbrella, so in such a case the question is why is it going to be osur?
Not from all necessarily.
So that's what the Chazon Ish claims. The Chazon Ish claims that somehow makah bepatish, it's tikkun maneh. It's also a chiddush. You know, as the Chazon Ish says that you're making a new thing, every time, unless you're going to be mechadish and say that when you put the umbrella on top of yourself, that's called making an ola. And that's the deal that the Achronim that the Achronim have, whether that's going to be considered, whether that's going to be considered. So a hat also, that's discussed earlier, that a hat, it depends on whether the brim is a tefach or not. We discussed this b'siyata d'shmaya in the past. So this is the fascinating maramakom in regards to umbrellas and what the isser is. Rav Nevensal's line was that the Chazon Ish at the end of the day did not felt it. He wasn't in a place to disagree with the Nadav Yehuda, and even though he didn't understand the Nadav Yehuda and the Sugya, but the halacha, since the Nadav Yehuda was machmir, he's also came out with chumra. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Yes.